This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed, and therefore should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement, medical or health advice, or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discretion, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
Greetings, metaphysicians. I'm so excited to bring you this episode. It is another episode similar to our summer camp edition episode where we will hear a You Get Meta experience of stories that I've collected, metaphysical and spiritual stories that people have experienced. And you just get to listen to them and hear the depth and variety of these wonderful stories. I gathered these stories at a conference I was at from some people who already listen to and support the podcast, and other people who were supporting a foundation that I am on the board of, the Healing Touch Worldwide Foundation. I gathered these experiences that people were open to share, and I love these types of episodes. I really hope you do too. It will just go story to story to story. Enjoy.
My name is Maureen McCracken. I'm a Healing Touch certified instructor. And this is the story, the metaphysical story of how I finally became pregnant at age 38 and actually delivered a baby. So I had many years of infertility. I had an infant death. I had a stillbirth. I had two 6-week miscarriages, and I had all the medical workup, and I had all the psychological workup, and finally my friend Cynthia Hutchison dragged me to her spiritual director, Peter Acharya, at the Church of Absolute Divine Monism in Mount Washington, Maryland, and he advised me to meditate on the child that I wanted from conception to birth, and also to put out to the universe what kind of a child that I wanted. And I asked for the child that would be the best child for me to have. So the other thing that I was doing, as I had read that if a woman is having difficulty getting pregnant and bearing a child, she should organize a family reunion of her family from the side that she doesn't know. So simultaneously to this and starting the meditation and having asked for the child that would be best for me, I also helped organize a reunion of the side of the family that I knew the least. And it was an amazing experience. But by the time I got to that reunion, I was already pregnant. So, of course, going through having had the miscarriages and the stillbirth, it was a nervous pregnancy in a way. But I loved being pregnant. And I had the wonderful support of my dear friend Cynthia. And guess what? She became pregnant too for the first time. And her cat became pregnant. And my sister became pregnant. And we had a fertility explosion.
Amazing. Thank you, Maureen.
Our next storyteller wanted to remain anonymous. And here is the next story.
Hi. I had an amazing moment that I believed saved my life. I was in a very controlling and a relationship with someone that was is a narcissist. And it took me a long time, and many people were trying to get me to leave this relationship. One day I was sitting there talking to this person and had a moment that was emotionally and physically and mentally intense. I looked up at this person, looked at him in the eyes, and felt a hand on my shoulder, and this energy and light enter me through my head and went through the core of my body, and all the emotion, all the pain, all the conflict was gone. And I was able to look at that person in the eyes, tell them goodbye, walk out of the room, and leave.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing.
My name is Melinda Chichester, and I'm here to share my metaphysical experience. So I am a real avid walker and love to walk among the yew trees, which is in Colorado Springs. And I had this moment where I was among the pines, and I look for these smudge trees that I have identified that the Indians used as part of their ceremony when they were culturally modifying these pine trees. And so I walked into the center, and then all of a sudden, I started to hear drumming. I started to notice around me that there were children running around. And so I was invited by one of the elder women to come into this circle, and I felt like I was gifted this coat in order to just wrap and feel as part of their community. I'm not sure what the blessing was, but I was absolutely embraced and asked to join this ceremony that they were having. So I sat there in the middle of the woods by myself, just hearing the children laugh and being cuddled in this blanket, and just had an amazing experience. And as I left, there are these stumps that have been burnt in ceremony, and I was guided to actually go. I was gifted one that I was to take home with me. And so now that sits in my front yard, because it just reminds me of the times that I spend almost every day walking amongst the Ute Indians. So powerful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Christy, and my first experience with a guide, I had an elder grandfather, Native American grandfather, at the end of my bed. And in the middle of the night, I was like, okay. So he stayed with me for a while. And then a grandmother showed up because he was not keeping me in line. And so she was like, no, you got to go. You play too much with her. She needs to focus. So that was my first experience with my guides.
When did that happen?
Probably 5 years ago. When I was young, I had guides all the time. And I live in the South, so it was kind of like, no, that's not what you do. But then when I came into the healing world, oh. And now all kinds of them have come back, but that was the first time I had had those two. And so, yeah, she was like, no, she has a path to be on. You got to go. She's not paying attention with you, because she's a little bit more strict than he was.
Is she still with you?
Oh, she's with me every day. She walks around. She sits and somebody will say something, and they'll go, well, ask your grandmother. I don't have to ask her. I can see her nodding her head. Yeah, she's behind me. I know she's nodding her head. It's okay.
I love that. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Johnson, and I would love to share with you an amazing story. A couple of years ago, actually coming up on 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma, so metastatic melanoma. And the prognosis I was given was that I was going to die probably that year, maybe even in 12 weeks. They didn't know. The beauty of this story is that I never really believed the words the doctor said. And I went to multiple doctors, even flew to MD Anderson in Houston for second, third opinions. And one moment, as I'm sure you could understand, I did see red. I literally saw red in anger and fury, hearing that I was going to die. I'm not ready to die. I have too much to do here. In that moment of that blind rage, I did take a knife, and I went to the mirror. And I'll give you quick background about me. I worked for a surgeon for many, many, many years. So when I went to the mirror and got that knife, I knew precisely where that tumor was, and I was going to cut it out because I was that angry. And the beautiful thing that happened to me is when I took that knife into my stomach, I heard a voice, beautiful voice. It said to drop the knife and to give that tumor love. And that I created this tumor, and this tumor is part of me, and I need to love it. Not be angry at it, not be mad about it, but to give it love. And I didn't know where this voice was coming from. But I knew that this message was so important that it was life-changing. And I went and grabbed my journal and a pen and wrote as fast as I could as this message from Spirit was being given to me. And this stayed with me throughout my journey. And I waited 3 months before having my surgery, which I did choose to have surgery. And I did have a partial gastrectomy because the tumor, as I said, was in my stomach. However, the wonderful thing is I did no immunotherapy. That's what they do for melanoma, not chemo. But I haven't done any treatments. And I waited those 3 months because I knew that through meditation, through healing, through visualization, through talking to my body, to sending love to the tumor, that I could actually shrink that tumor down just enough to save my stomach. And the results came back after my surgery that the margins were clear of the vagus nerve, which goes down through your stomach, within 1 millimeter. And the surgeon didn't know how it happened. And he said, it's like a miracle. The margins are clear within 1 millimeter. But I did take that time. I took those 3 months to go within, not live in fear, not to let the doctors worry and their fear of me dying to really affect me, and to just truly visualize. But the most beautiful thing was the message that I got to give that tumor love. And when I stayed in the hospital, I was so grateful for my life, so grateful that I only lost part of my stomach and not my entire stomach. And I asked to be of service. And I've been shown a whole new path in a new way. And so I left my job with Western Medicine and trusted and went on a journey. I had no idea what I was going to do, and I had no job. And I walked away from everything that I knew. And the following year, Spirit guided me into different healing modalities, including healing touch is one of them. And that is my story.
Thank you so much. That's powerful. Hi, I'm Mary Pat Fitzgibbons. And in my life, I've suffered from migraine headaches for many, many years, the kind that would last on one side for a week, get a week off, one side, the other side for a week. And, probably 30, 32 years. Well, one time I was having this migraine, and my cat crawled into bed with me, and it was actually laying on my stomach. And I had this most interesting experience. So as I was kind of like laying there and trying to relax and doing my deep breathing, I felt these hands like on my head. Now, I'm in bed, I have a headboard. I mean, there's nobody else in the room, but I have these hands on my head. And I started feeling this rotation in my body, it was just kind of like adjusting my body, my back, just from this vantage point. Then I started having this vibration. So if you've ever had a Kundalini experience, it's a pretty profound vibration, but it starts like from the bottom of the spine and works up. Well, this was the reverse. It started from my head and started working down. And at first, I got afraid. And then I thought to myself, let's just see where this goes. And so I just relaxed. I just kind of went with it. And then as it was moving down like my face and into my neck, I'm thinking, gee, I wonder what my cat's going to do with this. And it kept going down, just moving down my body. And when it hit to where my cat was, she put her head up and she goes, meow. And then she put her head back down and just kind of went for the ride and went down my whole body. I ended up going into a very deep sleep. And when I woke up, I had no migraine. Thank you.
That is incredible. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Hi. I'm Lenny Thomas, and this is my story. I was in the process of a divorce and found myself pregnant. And for me personally, I am in a situation where I just don't feel I can do harm to anything. I have trouble slapping a bug. So I wondered what I was going to do with this child, because I knew my soon-to-be ex-husband didn't want it, and I was going to have to be supporting myself. What am I going to do with a baby? So I had done a lot of meditation work up to this point, and so I went into deep meditation, and I contacted the soul of the baby, and I explained the situation and said, this is not the right time, I'm not the right parent for you. For about 3 weeks, I did this, and the conversation changed a little bit over time, that maybe another time might be okay, but just not right now. And all of a sudden, I woke up one morning and the baby left. It was just a spontaneous leaving of my body. And I talked to that soul maybe for 2 or 3 weeks afterwards and thanked it so that I wouldn't have to go through the physical experience of an abortion and what it would do to me to think that I had hurt someone. I still was a little concerned that I'd hurt the soul, but 4 years later, I got pregnant again, and I'm really sure it's the same person, because that particular daughter and I have a relationship that I don't have with my other children. Whatever child's in front of me is my favorite, but there's something different between us, and I think that's part of it, that we had an agreement that later on was a better time.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Lenny.
I'm Mindy Graham, and I think the first time that I was very aware, very consciously aware, that there was something else guiding and caring for me in my life, certainly some things when I was younger, but the time that I was really aware of it was I was a young single mother. My daughter was born prematurely, and she had a head of wavy hair. At about a month old, she was home with me, and I really didn't know what I was doing as a young mother. I had gone to visit my great-grandmother, and there was a snowstorm, and so we wound up having to spend the night. Jenny was really small at 1 month old. She weighed about 5 pounds. And I was spending the night with my great-grandmother, who lived in a very small house. And the room that Jenny and I were staying in was small and had a wall heater. And so when the heater would come on, flames would shoot about 2 inches out of the bottom. And I was a little leery about that. There wasn't a bed in the room for us to sleep in, but there was a couch. Because I was worried about the flames, I was just uncomfortable with the way they would shoot out of the heater. I moved the couch out into the center of the room, and Jenny and I slept on a little bed I made between the wall and the couch. Somewhere deep in my sleep, I heard the words, go to her now. And as I came awake, I was leaping over the back of the couch, scooping Jenny up in my arms. Her hair had, it was in the bottom register of that furnace. And just as I got her up to the level of my heart, the flame shot out. I had no awareness of how I got over the couch from the floor, and I couldn't figure out why she was over there. And then I realized that the bottom of the couch had like a kick pleat on it, and she had squiggled underneath the couch all the way over to the furnace, and her head was against it. So I scooped her up, and I held her against my heart, and I rocked her all night long, and realized then that I was not alone. And that even though I didn't feel like I knew what I was doing as a parent, as a mother, that something was there that was going to take care of us both and I could trust it.
That is incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Hi, I'm Deb Cleeter, and I'm here to share a story about an energy experience that I had when I was providing a healing touch treatment with a person that I had met through work but didn't really know. She was a coworker, and she was just stressed out, and I asked her if I might help with healing touch. So I worked at an integrative medicine physician office at the time, and so I had a massage table there ready and set up, and we went into the private room and got her comfortable, and I started the session. And as I was working with her, we set the intention just for relaxation and stress release. And as I'm working with her, I saw the face of a Doberman Pinscher. And it was like right in front of my face, snarling. So it was a little bit aha to me. And but it was as clear as if I was looking at her face. It was kind of a new experience for me at that time. So I just noticed it and allowed it to dissipate then, acknowledging it. And we finished the session, and she became relaxed, seeing the relaxation response happen. And then as she woke up, we did a little processing time and just feedback from her. And I wasn't quite sure whether to share that or not, because I had no idea what it meant to me, other than the dog was not happy. And so I sort of went within and just touched base and asked if I should share with her. And I got a yes. So I said, I really don't have any idea what this means, but as I was working with you, I saw this Doberman Pinscher snarling, angry, as if ready to bite, really. And I said, I don't know if that has any meaning for you, but, and that's about as far as I got. And she broke into tears and said, that's my husband. That's how he treats me. That's part of my stress. And with that, a flood of tears, another healing for her, and a release. And I just held space for that to happen as well, and then said just gently, what would be good for you to do to help take care of you? And she came up with some simple ideas, and the next time I saw her, had already begun to integrate those, and she just looked different. She looked more peaceful. She looked more relaxed. It empowered her to take some action to support herself in her marriage in a different way. So it was really a beautiful experience, although at the time, quite an interesting one for me too. So,
thank you, Deb.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me share. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
My name is Donna.
My name is Lynn.
And our story was started one evening. We got home late, and I went out to the studio just to check and secure it, make sure everything was okay, and was walking back towards the house and got this huge shove as I was walking very slowly. And I ended up slamming into the ground, sliding uphill, cutting my lip open, breaking my wrist. It looked like somebody hit me with a 2x4. None of my clothes had holes in them. My glasses didn't break, nothing like that. But I did break my wrist. And Lynn, my mom, I guess shortly after that.
Well, a few days later, because your health was deteriorating and you'd been having problems up to that point anyway, I had a dream from a lady that came and said that I had to get Donna some help or she would die.
So at that point, we went to Sue Walker and I had a healing touch treatment. And I was talking to Sue and we were talking about the energy work. And I had taken level one, the healing touch level one, the prior September. And I mentioned to Sue that, yeah, it was great, but I needed something more. I needed something deeper. So she suggested that I work on getting some energy work with Franny, and I did that, and then now Jeanette has joined our team, and the difference in just my whole being is it's a complete turnaround from where I had been, and my health has gotten way better.
Much better. Yeah. So much better.
Yeah.
So what do you think caused you to fall down that one night?
Some kind of an energetic push. Probably my guides or guardians or something saying some things you need to take care of. Pay attention.
Wow. Where do you think you'd be now if that hadn't happened?
Not in a good place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because I had felt myself going, slipping and not caring, not wanting to be. Yeah.
For 4 years, her health was unstable. The best way to put it. swollen ankles, skin breakouts, all kinds of things.
Not just like breakout, but swollen hands and cracked skin on my hands. And the doctors would call it eczema, but there's nothing that would work to help it. Yeah. It was all energetic, all of it, purely.
So that was a really kind of pivotal experience for you then?
Huge.
Amazing.
Yeah. One of the best trips I ever took.
Thank you for sharing that story.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed all of these stories that were just shared from the heart, metaphysical, spiritual, personal experiences. This is one of the reasons I do this podcast. I know that the majority of people have had experiences like this, experiences that help to wake us up to the hidden world around us and to put us in touch with a deeper sense of ourselves, a deeper sense of knowing. This is what it's all about, and I love doing episodes like this to see just how varied spirituality can be and how much metaphysics can touch our lives and does touch our lives. Please check out the bonus content for this episode on our Patreon at www.patreon.com/letsgetmeta.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like the show and want to help support us as we make our second season of episodes, plus get access to Ren's bonus content for each episode, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. Audio editing by Zoe Ravenwood. The voice of the credits is me, Aries. Thanks for listening.